بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday's Jumu'ah, which was my topic was light on the horizon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand this life, understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us and has given us, and to live it in a way where He is pleased with us. Yesterday in the Jumu'ah, I said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for steadfastness on the path. Of course, we also ask Allah for Jannah, which is the destination in many places. But in Surah Al-Fatiha, the ayah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, and that is an ayah which is compulsory to recite, which is rukun of the surah is a rukun of the salah. It's a pillar of the salah. And there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to ask for guidance to the path, and ask for steadfastness on the path. Not just guidance, steadfastness on the path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also then, Allah gave us the steadfastness on the path, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further delineated and further explained what this path is. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhdallin. Now, if you look at this last ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out and delineating this in a very interesting and a very super clear way. For example, if I'm giving you directions to my house and I tell you that after you come on Route 186, take the first right turn. Then I say, not the small turn or the small lane that comes before the main turn. Take the first right turn. So I'm giving you a direction which I'm telling you what to do and what not to do, both. I'm take the first right turn, but there is another lane which is also on your right, which might confuse you. Don't do that. Don't get confused. Don't take that lane. It's not about that lane. This is the first right turn. Don't take the one before that. Now, if I'm doing that, then your directions are super clear. Because before that, you may have said, you said the first right turn, well, this is the first right turn, maybe that's what it is, right? You might be confused. But if I'm giving you this direction, I'm saying first right turn, but watch it, not the one which is the lane before that, not the small lane, the big one, the main road, which is the first right turn. So the matter becomes even more clear. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim. So the path of the people who Allah has blessed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the possibility of getting confused. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhdallin. Allah said, yes, that is right. The path of the people who Allah has blessed, and not the path of those who incurred Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger or who were misguided. So we know from this that blessing is not a function of what we think it is. Blessing is not something that just happens by itself. Blessing is not something which looks good to us. But blessing is where it is the result of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word blessing has to be seen in the context of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called blessing. So who are the people who are blessed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he told us that anamallahu alayhim minan nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin. Allah said the blessed people are those who are the nabiyyin, the anbiya alayhimus salam, the siddiqun, the truthful people, Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu and others, shuhada, the people who died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were killed for no reason other than that they were Muslim, like Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu and others, Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, all the shuhada of Badr, all the shuhada of Uhud, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radhiyallahu anhu, and so on. I mean, alhamdulillah, there is no shortage of them. Wasalihin, all the people who are good. And then again, the issue of being saleh is not according to our interpretation. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will count as the salihun. We ask Allah to make us among them. Therefore, we understand from this that worldly-wise, you might get confused, the lane before the main lane, that people may come in your experience who seem to be very successful, right? So we say, oh, wow, fantastic, look at today's world, this one, that one, that one. See how much they have. Today, there seems to be just one single way of looking at success, which is how much money somebody makes. But even if you don't look at that alone, even if you look at, for example, knowledge, science, technology, literature, poetry, writers, poets, today none of these people seem to have any importance. But I would say, even if they did, the thing to say is, we might say, you know what, I want to become like that person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no. Allah is saying, be like the one who Allah has blessed. And who did Allah bless? Allah blessed these people. And who are the people? How do we become among those who are blessed? The same ayat, Allah said, وَمَنْ يُوتِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مَنْ يُوتِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. So how do you become one of those who will be blessed? And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will have the company of النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. Allah said they are the best companions to have. How do you get there? By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? By obeying Allah and His Rasul. Now this is the key. This is the key to the whole thing. So therefore, it is very important for us to recalibrate our measuring systems, to recalibrate our metrics, and say, this is who I am, this is what I am, this is where I am. So I want to recalibrate my metrics to make them in line, bring them in line with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And that is where I want to pause and reflect and request you to reflect. Then let us look at our lives and say that what in my life reflects something, whatever it is, in the life of these four classes of people. Al-Anbiya, Wasiddiqeen, Washuhada, Wasaleheen. And what in my life reflects characteristics of those who earned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger and those who were misguided. Who are the people who earn Allah's anger? Those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who deliberately go against the orders of Allah. Usual translation is given as Jews and Christians. But if Allah wanted to say Jews and Christians, Allah would have said Jews and Christians. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing to stop Allah from subhanahu wa ta'ala from saying Jews and Christians. Allah mentioned Jews and Christians in many places in the Quran. Here he didn't say that. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined the behaviors. What does that tell us? It tells us that it's not just restricted to Jews and Christians. Anybody who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately, whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim, will incur the anger of Allah. What do you think a person who's borrowing money on interest deliberately, knowing that this is incurring the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that he is accepting a declaration of war from Allah. What do you think? What does he think Allah is with him? Angry or happy? Stop fooling yourself. You go and do something. What is the person who is drinking alcohol? What is the person who is committing zina, who is fornicating? What is the person who is committing ghibah, sitting and back-talking and slandering and backbiting somebody? I mean, don't they know they are doing wrong? And do they not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angered by this? So please understand this, right? Please understand this. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالْضَّالِّينَ is not restricted to anybody. It encompasses anyone who falls into that trap. The trap of angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do that, then we are in that mess. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, no, don't go there. Stay with the Nabiyin, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin, hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Allah said, they are the best companions. You want companions? Get good companions. These are the good companions. People with those qualities. More later, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahmatullahi.